In the day's other news, R&B singing star R. Kelly was convicted in his federal sex trafficking trial in New York. He sat silently with eyes downcast, listening as the jury pronounced him guilty of racketeering and crossing state lines for immoral acts. Afterward, prosecutors said justice was finally done after decades for the young women and girls coerced into sex.
No one deserves what they experienced at his hands or the threats and harassment they faced in telling the truth about what happened to them. We hope that today's verdict brings some measure of comfort and closure to the victims.
Kelly has been jailed without bail since 2019. He could get 20 years in prison. The number of murders in the United States jumped last year by the most ever recorded. The FBI reports the total rose by 4,900 from 2019, with some cities setting new highs. The increase in homicides roughly overlapped the pandemic and coincided with a sharp rise in gun purchases. President Biden today defended giving booster shots for COVID-19 now that the CDC has approved Pfizer's booster for certain groups. He received his shot at the White House after acknowledging that many poor countries are still waiting for vaccine.
We're doing more than every other nation in the world combined. We're going to have well over 1.1 billion shots, and we're going to continue going. We're going to do our part. We've also given a great deal of funding to COVAX, which is the vehicle that does this.
Meanwhile, this was the deadline for hospital and nursing home workers in New York State to get vaccinated or be fired. And in North Carolina, the Novant Health Hospital System did fire more than 175 workers for violating a vaccine mandate. In Britain, most gas stations have run dry, brought on by a shortage of truckers and panic buying. Officials blame the pandemic and the departure of many foreign workers after Britain left the European Union. Today, panic buying worsened the shortage, and for a fourth day, long lines of vehicles waited outside gas stations.
I haven't been out and panic bought like all the other sheep and idiots. So I've waited here today on my way to work, got some fuel, and the price has gone up by nearly 6 pence a litre for no reason.
The government urged people to stop hoarding gas and weighed whether to have soldiers drive fuel trucks. Farmers in India renewed protest today against agriculture laws that ended guaranteed crop prices. Farmers have camped outside New Delhi for nearly a year, and today thousands crowded highways and blocked traffic. There were similar protests around the country. Back in this country, a federal judge says the man who shot President Reagan 40 years ago can be freed from all remaining oversight next June. John Hinckley Jr. was found originally not guilty by reason of insanity. He remained at a Washington, D.C. hospital until his conditional release in 2016. The judge says he knows of no further sign of illness. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 71 points to close at 34,869. The Nasdaq fell 77 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 12. And Broadway is back, and so are the Tony Awards. Moulin Rouge, the musical, took home 10 Tonys last night, including Best Musical. The Inheritance was honored 4 times and made history as playwright Matthew Lopez became the first Latino to win for Best New Play. Still to come on the NewsHour, why employers are still struggling to fill jobs. The high-stakes political negotiations in Washington this week, and a preview of the Metropolitan Opera's historic new production, and much more.
CBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.